one of the things that we quickly realized is that you used to just be a director. Literally, we called directs and you were directing, but now you're a producer. And that means you wear more hats than you ever had to wear before. Zoom updates itself almost daily. Sherry has been the goddess for all of us of letting us know the latest Zoom updates. Your audience is progressing. You're going to listen at lunchtime to Judge Albright and Judge Pittman, and you're going to hear that, you know, when you think about it, for every one hearing you might do in a day or in a week, your judge is doing 20 or 20 a day. And so part of what we're looking at is your audience is quickly moving past you. And so this is our chance to catch up. And then quickly, I want to address just that huge elephant that sits in the pits of all of our stomach. And that is our fear. Our fear about being effective advocates when we now have to wear all of these different hats, it's real. Your amygdala is sending you fright or flight signals. And so that's a whole topic in and of itself. But I want to assure you that it is not just you. That is a real physiological and psychological response. So we're going to go through this kind of portions quickly because I actually want to get you to Sherry, who gives you the best tips. Part of what we've discovered working with lawyers is kind of what I call the misconception of virtual. And so, you know, we're tempted to lead more on direct because we're not comfortable giving our witness the reins normally, and we're definitely not comfortable over Zoom. When we need to use more exhibits, we actually tend to use fewer because we're nervous about our own capabilities to screen share and to get things up, or we don't really realize how to transfer exhibits and create demonstratives in this new world. We take longer when Zoom fatigue is real and we need to be quicker. We do less with demonstratives when to accommodate for Zoom lag and audio lag and visual lag, we need to do more. We focus on ourselves instead of the witness, and we ignore the emotional content of cases because we think we can't translate those. You're going to hear from two lawyers who did a phenomenal job kind of countering all of that just after us. And so Elise and Julie are going to be amazing. So really what we thought about is the solution to Zoom remote and even hybrid and in person is more everything. So now I'm going to stop talking a bit and talk about the first M in more is managing your screen and the backgrounds of people around you. And Sherry, I'll let you jump in there.
And, you know, it was nothing to think about when you're going, when you're taking a witness into the courthouse, making sure that the presentation is proper. You don't wear the big diamond ring in. There are things that became were natural as you walk in, but now we're in this virtual world. And so recognizing your background, your witness's background, not just the bad, but the, you know, the opulent, in controlling that environment becomes very critical. And Zoom has done some things recently that they've, I don't know if you can notice in my background, there's a blur feature. We all have difficulty. Sometimes you may be setting up somewhere you're unfamiliar with and don't have a very good background. You don't have the opportunity to use a green screen. They now have a new blur feature. And Tracy has a good example of just putting, are you using a pop-up canvas behind
you? Yeah, so right behind me, I literally have a pop-up screen. It's green on one side, it's blue on this side, and it's inexpensive. And so that's the kind of small thing that we can do. You know, the witness stand is the great equalizer. And that's what Sherry said. You know, we can tell our witnesses how to address and how to accommodate those things. Zoom highlights and magnifies all of our social inequities and all of those disparities. So as much time as you spend getting yourself ready, getting your lighting ready, getting your background ready, you now need to do that with every witness.
And the converse is true as well. You get to see a lot about people. We're seeing in some of the jury trials that are going on, the virtual jury trials, you really pick up a lot of information. So there's an opportunity there, which brings us to sort of the next part, which is opportunity. So Tracy, do you want to talk
about that? Yeah, Sherry and I both really see Zoom as a real opportunity for lawyers to expand their repertoire. You know, everything from the technology is there for the taking. Sherry found this old video of a great blow up. And because we thought about that before, you would have had big blow ups and you would have been carting those to the courthouse. If you wanted to do any type of computer presentation, you would have been lugging in the computers and the screens and making sure there was somewhere to project it. All of this is here in the platform for free. For taking.
For everyone. Levels of
everybody. Mm-hmm. And talk about how the judges and jurors are seeing people differently.